USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96. Buckingham Palace releasing a statement saying the Queen died peacefully this afternoon in Scotland. Flags across the UK were lowered to half-mast ahead of a national minute silence and the start of an official mourning period. Someone close to former President Donald Trump is being indicted.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon surrendered to a New York City courthouse Thursday to face new state criminal charges. The new indictments against him have yet to be made public. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Fire and rain could be the theme for Southern California by the weekend. The National Weather Service saying Hurricane Kay, which is churning up off the coast of Mexico, is expected to generate heavy rains beginning Friday night. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.